Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5. The Game, Willie Donick, Adam Vingan, Chase McCabe. Predators GM Barry Trotz is with us as we are live at Bridgestone Arena. Predators versus Sharks tonight, puck drop at 7, pregame at 6, right here on 102.5. The Game, yet another big game. Barry, that's what we've been talking about for weeks now. Big game, big game, big game. Get another big game tonight against San Jose.
Yeah, no, they've all been big games. The guys did a great job. I mean, we got 7 out of 10 points on that road trip. It seemed like we were gone for about a month. They were all meaningful games, especially, obviously, the L.A. ones, the San Jose. I mean, they're all meaningful. And it was the guys did a great job. We found ways to win. There's, you know, we got goaltending when we needed. We got special teams when we needed. We hung in there, and that's a tribute to the group, the leadership, the coaching staff, everybody, because those are hard games and very good hockey teams.
The hottest topic, Barry, has been Justus Onanen's play over the past week and how he is expected to start tonight for the third time in 4 games over UC Saros. How would you assess the state of your goaltending and specifically Onanen's recent performance?
Well, just fantastic, both of them, actually. Right now, I think we've got the third most steals in the National Hockey League, and that's a tribute to your goaltending. And, you know, both Juice. Who's in that? Juice. I used to say the 6'6" Finnish goaltender, and we always had good goaltending. So it's a great situation to be in, to have both goaltenders on top of their game. And the coaches are using that. We're going to need, you know, Juice has carried the majority of the year, if you will. You know, he's got 60 starts, Eustace is gotten hot, and it's no different than you got to ride the what happens. We've got some great things happening for us. I mean, goaltending has been really good. Where all our kids are playing, it's been fantastic for their development. I heard a stat. Steven Stamkos. This doesn't get enough love. Steven Stamkos had 4 goals after 22 games. Yep. He has now 40 goals. He's the third person in our organization to ever score 40 goals. He's got 36 goals in his last 60 games. I mean, there's some great stories of guys stepping up and getting the job done. And it always starts in goal and we've got great goaltending. Our defense, I mean, Roman Josi is our captain. He leads that back end. And you're getting, you're seeing Ryan Ufko step up. You're seeing Willsby back from injury playing well. We got injuries with Haig and Josi out and guys coming in and Osterley coming in and doing a really good job for us. So it's just a really good team effort every night. This group has battled. If you would have said, where were we back at it, back at Thanksgiving, I mean, God, you'd say, well, we're going to be picking first overall or be, right where Vancouver is. And right now we're, right at the end of the season playing meaningful games with a young group of rookies and some veterans who have, had really great years for us. And, we can get in the playoffs. So what a great spot to be. It's fun. It's exhausting sometimes, but it's fun. I look at a count our blessings that, this group at one point said, you heard the term win the week, and they just have won the week, and they haven't looked too far ahead and haven't been disappointed. They've had games where they deserve to win and they didn't, and they just sort of park it and go on to the next game. And there's games that we probably didn't deserve to win, but our goaltenders have stood on their head, or our special teams stepped up at the right time, and we found ways to win. So there's nothing I can say bad about the culture that we have and the group that's performing night in and night out. And, you know, we'll see where it goes from here in the next couple games.
As we've been discussing, Barry, the decision to play Onan and more than usual lately is not an indictment of UC Saros, because
no.
Saros has been quite
been
good as
up.
Well.
Yeah,
Onan absolutely. Has just been sensational, especially over the past week. But I have to imagine it can be difficult having those conversations with your number one goaltender at this time of the year especially. And I was hoping you could take us back to a similar situation in your coaching career.
In Washington,
yes,
yeah.
Precisely,
well,
with Philip Grubauer and Braden Holtby.
Yeah, well, those are always tough conversations, because those guys that are your number one, but they also get tired. I mean, you were there, Adam, and you know, Gruby was fresh. He got on a little bit of a heater. It's no different than a player. You always see guys get elevated on the wings when they get on a heater, or a centerman who get more ice time. So it doesn't. It's the same with a goaltender. You get on a little bit of a heater. You get a little bit of a roll. You get more starts. And both goaltenders have been great. I mean, Juice and Eustace have been fantastic for us. And the coaches have, you know, looked at everything, and they said, you know, we're going to maybe ride with a little bit of hotter hand. And you know, you got to remember that Juice not only has played almost the most games in the league as a goaltender, but he also went to the Olympics too. And he faces a lot of shots. We're not a team that is gifted that, you know, he gets 12 shots a night. That's not the case. So I think the coaches have thought this out. I can tell you this from if you know anything about Saros, he understands. He goes, I just want to get in. And there's no way that we could get in if it wasn't for the play of Juice. So he's all about the team, and he always has been and always will be. It's no different. You know, we rode Gruby into the – I'm talking about the Washington. I'm looking at Adam. We rode Gruby to get us in a position where we could get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then once we did, it's a different animal once you reach the playoffs. And we lost two overtime games in Washington going with Gruby, who's carrying us through about 15-20 game stretch there, where he had unreal numbers. But the playoffs were different, and then we switched back to Holtby, and Holtz was used to that. He probably had a little chip on his shoulder too, and he came back, and you know, lo and behold, he was the goaltender that we won a Stanley Cup with.
I do want to ask you about Onanen's play since the Olympic break, because we're focused on the game in Anaheim, the game against Minnesota over the weekend, but he's been one of the best goaltenders statistically since late February when the league restarted. Where have you seen, and Ben Vanderklok and Mitch Korn, where have you seen the biggest strides in Onanen's game, especially since the league started play up again?
I think the biggest thing is his calmness now. I think with a young goaltender, he seemed to be just sort of, not nervous, but just trying so hard because he wanted to, you know, establish himself as a true NHL backup, NHL goaltender, whatever form where he thought he was in his career. What I'm seeing is a guy that's very comfortable going, you know, I'm a good goaltender right now, and I got, you know, UC Saros and me, I'm his backup, and I think he got comfortable with that, and then his game started to grow. And once you get to that point in your game and you get that confidence and that comfort level, I just think everything just slows down for you a little bit. Just like your first gig on the radio, you had some nerves, and
sure,
you had some, you know, you had some breaks, and you had to work on a lot of your stuff. I remember that for sure. And now you're really poised.
Oh, well, thank you, Barry.
Things have slowed down for you, and it's no different. So,
I appreciate that.
I'm glad you were busy on the first ever Predator game, Barry. You're on the bench coaching a team, because that way you didn't hear me doing the first Predator game before handing it off to Pete and Terry. My pregame, I think, was a little rough.
Yeah, it's just like anything. I
hope we've destroyed the tape.
It's just like anything. I think you always hear this term. You become, you know, comfortable when it's a little bit uncomfortable. And I think that's part of what a player goes through, what a goaltender goes through, a defenseman, a broadcaster, you know, all those things. So I just think that's where he is, and that's a fantastic place to be as a young player.
Well, thinking back too, Barry, you made the trade with a veteran goalie and Scott Wedgwood to get Eustace Onanen. And you, I think all of you, you included, had the vision that he could be a guy that could take another step or two forward. And here we are just over a year later. It's starting to happen, and he's still only 26, and that's fairly young for a goalie, right? Goalies take a little longer before you get the final product?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you even look at the college goalies that come out. You know, there's always a big college goalie that signs as a free agent, and usually you look and they're, you know, 24 years old, and then they're, you know, they're a couple years in the minors, and they work their way, you know, as a backup, and then finally to the NHL, and you find out they're 28 years old, and they're an NHL rookie, you know. We saw a couple things with him. Obviously, we see the size. We saw the athleticism. Like, if you look at Juice, he's pretty cut for a big man. His body type really, really reminds me of Olaf Kolzik. Big man. He's put together really well, fit, and is a good athlete.
Another guy I want to ask you about, you guys just signed Aiden Fink, another guy with a really interesting story behind him. I remember we were all sitting right here when Tom Fitzgerald stood up and traded you that last pick, and you guys pick Aiden Fink, and you don't really think anything of it. And then here he is. He's, from the day he went on to college, he's been scoring all these points, and now he's in Milwaukee and doing well, and you guys just signed him today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Aiden is, you take your swings, and I remember the draft. We got that pick, went to Fitzy and said, hey, this makes a lot of sense for a lot of emotional ties and connecting the dots with this franchise. And we took Aiden. And I remember they said, this guy's a little bit undersized, but, you know, he seems to find a way to do it. Let's take a swing, you know, a little bit of a swing in that last pick. And it's been a really good pick. Our scouts identified a talent. Probably a little bit undersized, undervalued by obviously where we got him. And he's come on and performed extremely well. You talk about laying some foundation for a really good university program. He was one of the centerpieces that has done that for Penn State and has played extremely well. He went down and to the American Hockey League and lit it up there. So he's, he's up here. And I think hopefully just seeing, being around, the Ryan O'Reillys and the Stamkoses and just the pro environment will be, because he's a really smart and enthusiastic young man that I think he'll really thrive and just being around. And so we're really excited to have him in the fold, and hopefully he's a Predator for a long time.
I'm glad you touched on Stamkos before, because it is an amazing story to get to 40, but you just hit on the point, too, that has the residual. It's not just what he's doing now, but we've talked about this in terms of Ryan O'Reilly, just the influence he's got to be having on all these. Like you guys said, you got six rookies on the roster right now, and they're watching him do what he's doing every day.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, is that you can say what you want in any path that we've taken, but we've always talked about the cultural piece. We've always talked about how important it is to have someone lead the charge and show them the way, so that, you know, we've done it through this franchise. You know, it started with Tom Fitzgerald by getting the right captain, the right leader to start a franchise. Expansion was a way different than it is now, and I can't imagine what it would look like without Fitzy those first couple of years. And then, you know, it sort of got passed on, and then the Shea Webbers, and pass it on to Roman. Roman's passing it on, and then you add, pieces of guys that were captains on their own team, and Stamkos and cup winners, and you hope that rubs off, and I think it does. I really believe it does. And hopefully those things rub off so that we can win a cup here.
Barry Trotz is with us, Predators general manager here on DVD. When you ask any coach, GM, player at the beginning of the season, what's going to define a successful season, they're probably all going to say the same thing, winning the Stanley Cup. And one team gets to say that at the end of the year. When you, barring whatever happens the rest of this week, kind of look at this season through all the up and downs as a whole, and your answer may change after the season, how do you define what's made this successful?
Well, I think I'm trying to remember what I said at the start of the year. I think someone... maybe you guys asked me where do I think we should be. I do remember talking about playing meaningful games at the end of the season, hopefully get in the playoffs, adding a lot of young talent, you'll see, and letting them sort of start to develop in the National Hockey League. We've done that. So a lot of ways, no matter what happens right now, it is we're on par. You know, everybody wants to win the cup. Everybody wants to get to the playoffs, all that. But the success is going to become that I know our goaltending's strong. The success that I know that we got some young guys that are coming and they're going to be good pieces for us going, you know, going forward in the future. Our veterans are holding up at a really high level for some of them that have some age to them. They're really still performing at a high level. So overall, if you would have said, hey, you're gonna play till game 81 or 82, whatever it is, and be in the playoff race, I would say I would have took that before the season, because I know we're in a transition type of a situation where we're, you know, people are talking, are you doing a rebuild? Or I'm almost calling it a remodel now, because, you know, that's where we are. We're getting younger. We're getting a little more exciting with some of our young guys. They're getting to perform. Guys like Woody, you know, is starting to pop a little bit, and you're seeing the effect of guys like LaRue, and then Ryan Ufko, you see glimpses of what he might become. You look at our goaltending, it's going to be solid for the next few years. So, you know, right now, I would say that we set out with a plan, and the plan is sort of, the two timelines are sort of starting to match up. And we're going to get some more young kids in the draft, and we've got more young kids that are going to continue to develop and join the organization in the next couple of years. So I think the future is really bright, because this is a fantastic, and we got lots to sell here. We got a great city, we got great ownership. I think we got a good. I think we're number five based on you know, some reports in terms of our prospect pool. We weren't there 2 years, 3 years ago. We weren't even close to that. Now we are. We've got, I think, 35 draft picks in the next 3 years, something like that. So the future's bright for continuing to build, or continuing to add pieces, or continue to have the assets to move things around to what you need. So we're gonna be building a new practice rink, which is exciting for the franchise. Those are things that are centerpieces for players to be here and for development. I mean, all those things, I think our development staff, because we have so many young kids coming, we've put an emphasis on hiring, you know, more people in that area than others. Because I just find that we trying to knock off one block at a time. The first block when I got here was, we got to build, restock the cupboards, and we're doing that. And there's other things that we wanted to add to the mix, and we're just knocking one brick at a time. And hopefully we knock enough bricks down that we build something really great in the future here.
When you were talking about goaltending earlier and your time in Washington and kind of that decision, you know, you use the phrase riding the hot hand. Sometimes you'll hear that. How many times as a coach do you simply have to put numbers and stats and all that aside and just go on a gut feeling? And how have you kind of seen Bruno develop that more in the last few years as the head coach?
I'm down there quite a bit, you know, with the coaches. I try to stay pretty neutral. I just think it's just like anything. The more experiences you go through, the more hard decisions you have to make, the more tweaks that you have to make. What I liked about the coaching staff, and Bruno is no different than a player. He's, the more experiences he has behind the bench, the more things that come in different forms, he's adding to his tool belt. And this is just another part of it. You know, it's no different than Adam. No, we were trying to get into the playoffs, get in a good spot. Our goaltending was letting us down, and I had to make a hard decision. The Holtz was the guy, and we did that. And then you also have to not be stubborn too. You know, we lose a couple games, we jump right back to Holtz, and I can tell Adam some stories that he doesn't know where I was going to pull, you know, different goalies at certain times, and then and you hold off, and it works out. I mean, I thought about pulling a goaltender when we had a lead in a playoff game because he was really struggling, and I didn't do it. Just certain circumstances played out. So these are the stories behind the scenes that the coaches have to talk about and have to make tough decisions. And but you have to, you go through that, and it you don't sleep a lot. I'll tell you, you worry about the next game. You all these decisions always sort of pick at you, and that's why the coaching part of it. It's easy on the back end when everything's said and done. It's easy to be an armchair quarterback. I can do that with any sport, really. But you have to be in the, you have to be in the mix.
Yeah.
And you have to be in the room, and you have to just know. It's a feel. I know there's times, and I've talked about this, when you try to get a feel. I love the feel on the bench. You just knew which guys are the guys you can trust, which guys are the guys, even on the opposition team, or that you know this guy's a player, you know. And I'm sitting, 600 feet from the ice level, and it's a harder feel. So, but it's easier up there. I got all the answers up there. But the coach part and the decision making, trust me, to any fan, to any broadcaster, to anybody, I don't think coaches make any decision without a lot of thought and a lot of checking the numbers and gut feeling and talking it over to nauseam at times, and then they have to make a decision, and they're judged on that decision. And we've all made poor decisions. I'm looking at Crispy right now, so I know he's made a lot of good decisions, but he's also made a few bad ones. I've been a part of a couple of bad ones, I think. But it is something that's a challenge for every coach in the league.
Predators GM Barry Trotz has been our guest on D-Mace. Vingan and Donnick, he joins us every week during hockey season. Barry, as always, a pleasure. Enjoy the game tonight. Good luck against the Sharks.
Thank you.
615-737-1025. We will react to what Barry had to say coming up next. We'll also preview tonight's matchup against the Sharks, yet another big one for the local professional hockey team. 615-737-1025. Willie Donnick, Adam Vingan, Chase McCabe, 1025 The Game.